I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. After having set March 4, 1789 as the date for the new Constitution to take effect, it then fell to the Confederation Congress to set about electing a president. Under the Articles of Confederation, the United States did not have a head of state. The new Constitution created the presidency, an office fully separate and independent of the Congress. In the early winter of 1788, it was widely assumed that George Washington would be elected to that office, essentially by acclamation. Of the 46 men who have been president, it is accurate to say that none of them wanted the job less than George Washington. Washington wanted only a quiet retirement and the domestic felicity, as he called it, of his home at Mount Vernon. Nonetheless, on February 4, 1789, electors from the 10 states then eligible to vote selected Washington unanimously. Congressional Secretary Charles Thompson was sent to Mount Vernon to tell Washington that he was to be the first president of the United States. George Washington's presence at the Constitutional Convention and his willingness to serve as the first president were key factors in the successful beginning of a new government. There are people in your company who are key to your success as well. Talk to a Hibbs Hallmark Insurance professional about Key Man Insurance for your organization. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.